Introducing Elvis Presley.
Built around the fiery personality of Elvis Presley.
Here is an Elvis Presley you've never seen before.
It's Elvis on a love campaign.
It's Elvis, Hawaiian style.
And Elvis takes both sides.
Elvis rocking and socking on the waterfront.
Elvis brings you the vacation of your life.
A different kind of man, Elvis Presley.
It's a new Elvis, one you've never seen before.
Viva Elvis, Viva and Margaret.
Now he crowns his meteoric rise to fame with a fiery burst of dramatic power.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Starring Elvis Presley podcast. I'm Libby.
And I'm Sheena.
And we're going to be talking about Flaming Star.
Yes, we just finished it. Lots of feelings.
That's right. Man, there's a lot of emotion in Flaming Star.
A lot of emotion. Very dramatic.
Oh, my gosh.
This was not the fun Elvis movie where it's a song and some romance
no.
and maybe a fight.
No.
This was all drama
yeah.
from start to finish.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, too, what you would have thought in the theater seeing this, because the first thing you see, besides Elvis's name, which is interesting, because I think this is the first movie that Elvis is the first star
yeah,
that you see.
Yeah, I meant to go back and check on that, because, yeah, you do. He's billed above everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's against some really good players in this movie,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it was really cool to see Elvis Presley.
Yeah,
in.
That's the
yeah,
first
so
text
cool.
you ever see.
And you hear his song, you hear the songs, you hear his voice first, and,
that's
and
right.
you see him almost immediately. So
yeah. I think,
very Elvis-y right from the start.
Yeah, I'm wondering what they were thinking, because it's like, okay, you see his name, and then you hear the song. I think it's a cane and a high starch collar is the first song, and then no more songs after that.
One more song. I think Flaming Star is the first song, and then he has the song in the birthday party.
Oh, yes. That's the one I'm thinking of. That's this,
okay.
the Kane song.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Flaming like, Star the intro
the
music.
Yeah,
the intro music is the Flaming Star, the title track. So, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And then no more singing. It's all acting
yeah.
for E after that.
Yes, very serious, very dramatic. And I think that's what they were going for. I think they were going for something a little more serious. But this movie came out 4 weeks after G.I. Blues, which is...
4 weeks?
4 weeks.
Oh
so,
my gosh.
I mean, can you imagine? Like, I can imagine being an Elvis fan, obviously going to see every movie, of
yeah,
course.
Yeah.
Seeing something as fun and lighthearted and just, I don't know, it takes your cares away, like G.I.
Yeah.
Blues does, to go to this, which is very dramatic. So
stark
many
contrast.
Very different films. And so, yeah, just really interesting. But good. They're good in different ways.
It's so crazy to me that he did so much work in such a short amount of time.
I know.
Like, I think one of the past movies that we've done was filmed in a month, and then now learning that this was put out, like, a month after the after G.I. Blues, that's crazy to me.
I will say, though, this did take a little more time to film than other movies, and I can imagine probably because there's so many action shots in this. This was August 6th, 1960 to October 4th, so it took a little bit longer
yeah.
time to film
mm-hmm.
than maybe some of these other movies that may have been sort of, I don't want to say thrown together, because they're not thrown together, but I mean these movies that have a very quick production time.
Right, right.
In say 4 weeks or so. But, so, yeah, this is a lot of drama, though, crammed into those couple of months there.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of extras.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a ton of people in
this.
A
lot of people. And a lot of animals.
Yeah, you know, we were watching
animals,
it.
Animals, yeah.
Yeah, spoiler. Cows. Yeah, spoiler, y'all. Movie's been out since 1960. But,
so you're okay.
So you're okay. But, yeah, there's one scene where the townspeople are upset at the Burton family, so they kill all of their cattle.
Yeah, it's
I don't
really
know if it's their cattle
upsetting.
Or their horses. I think it's the horses,
I think it's the cows, actually.
Oh, all right. Well, we disagree. y'all let us know which animal was it. But they come up on the hill, and they find that their herd or their all their animals, they're all dead. So they killed them all.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and we stopped it, and I was like, how did they film that? Maybe it's
yeah.
my film ignorance. I don't know. But I'm like, I don't think they would have.
No, they did not.
No. You're like, don't even say it.
No.
But like, how did they train
no
all of
those? No animals were harmed in the
right.
making of this film, I'm
right.
sure. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of animals, and they all seem to do very well.
Yes.
I mean,
they're
beautiful horses in this movie.
Oh, yeah, so many.
But yeah, just a lot going on.
That's
a lot of
right.
action.
So, okay, we need to tell them about the plot.
Yeah, so if you've never seen Flaming Star, Elvis plays Pacer. Pacer is half Native American, half white.
That's right.
His family is mixed, and so he sort of is torn between a Native American lifestyle and sort of just the, I guess, a white lifestyle. I don't know another way to say it, but it's set, it's a Western, obviously.
Yes.
And
it happens, what, Texas, 1878,
I think so.
What the tombstones say.
And so the Native Americans and the settlers are fighting over the land, mm-hmm. and Pacer's sort of caught in the middle. And there is a good bit of violence because the Native Americans and the settlers
there's a lot of violence,
are fighting, and so there's some deaths.
There's a lot of serious injuries.
And Elvis is very close to his mother, is very close to his mother. True for Elvis as well. However, they thank goodness did not suffer the same fate.
Yeah.
So he's very close with his mother. She's a Native American. And one thing that is said repeatedly throughout the film, and this is where the title comes from, is seeing the flaming star of death.
Yes.
So, spoiler alert, his mother dies. She sees the flaming star of death, and that's... spoiler alert, what happens to Elvis in the end, too? He also sees the flaming star of death. It's a very sad, very sad ending.
Yeah, I mean, you have to pay close attention. But yeah, so he's having to decide between fighting for his mother's people or fighting with his father's people. And we learn later on that Papa Burton, the mm-hmm. dad in all of this, came to the land with his older son, Clint, Pacer's half-brother, and found Nettie, I think, is Pacer's mom's name.
Yes.
And so they married and then had another child, Pacer. That's how this family was thrown together. So Elvis has like a white father and a white half-brother.
Right, right.
And so both of these brothers are being pulled in both ways to support the Native Americans or to support the white settlers.
Right.
And, you know, another thought of mine when I was watching this was so many misunderstandings and so many deaths could have been solved. Man, I just wish they had texting.
Yes.
You know, because he goes to, and so there, the Native Americans attack one of the Burton's family friends, not one of them, but their whole family. They wipe them out, and that's what kind of sparks this catalyst of, okay, you have to pick sides now.
Right.
And so anyway, one family member that's left over winds up killing Elvis's character's Pacer's, his mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, again, why he's like, okay, well, now I don't know who to fight for. It's all very confusing, but I just wish you could have said, like, hey, did you mean to kill her? Because
let's sit down and talk about this. There's really no sort of law enforcement. It is the Wild Wild West.
That's interesting. Yeah, there's definitely an absence.
Right. There's nothing like that. So it's an interesting, I think, too, for maybe international Elvis fans who mm-hmm. are seeing sort of American history played out in this film, because I would imagine this type of thing had to have happened.
Oh, yeah.
Not exactly, but I would think you would have the sort of the settlers versus Native American story play out, obviously, countless times throughout history. So it's an interesting look at it, and then you have Elvis in it, so that's kind of cool. So
that's right, yeah. So I thought it was interesting, too, that the parents of the Burton family, the mom is from the Kiowa tribe, and the dad, who's a settler, you know, they were discussing their son's tumultuous decision and all of this, mm-hmm. and they were like, I think the dad said something like, well, you know, we've been working this land for 20 years. You can't tell me it's not mine.
Right.
And then Nettie, the mom, says, well, it was theirs first.
Right.
You know, my family had been here for centuries.
Yeah, no one learned to share. There was no sort of, okay, we get this land, you get that land. There was no sort of third party compromise.
That's right.
And it's land at stake. It's your very livelihood.
Right.
So it's very, very dramatic.
I did think it was interesting. Yeah, is in a movie in 1960 that they had the female Native American character say, well, it was Native Americans' land first.
Yeah, I really loved her character. I thought she was sort of, you saw why she and Pacer were so close.
Yeah.
She was sort of the moral compass, I felt like, and she really had she made a lot of good points. She's a very strong woman. And you do, of course, see the settlers side of things as well.
Right,
I really love the character of Nettie. I thought she was a very cool character.
I hope I look that good when I die, too.
God,
she had
so
a great,
pretty.
Yeah, she's very so beautiful. Pretty. And she had a great, long, dramatic death scene.
Very dramatic, very long. And yes, my gosh, she was so glamorous. I mean, just laying there dying. And I'm like, your makeup is perfect, ma'am.
Yeah, I know. So. They didn't have Estee Lauder in the Wild West. How did this happen?
No, but she looked like she did, though.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, she pulled it off. Yeah, speaking of Elvis co-stars, love Barbara Eden was in, was in this.
Yes,
it was different for me to hear her without that I Love Jeannie dialect that I've come to recognize.
Yeah, everyone sort of knows her as Jeannie from My Dream of Jeannie, so it was really cool to see her in a Western, which is totally different than Jeannie. So
yeah, but she also had her own way of thinking, and she kind of stuck up for the Pacers family, for the Burtons, when all the townsfolk were kind of turning against them, too.
Right.
There were lots of independent people, lots of conflict, lots of death.
I'm telling you, there were several murders that, I mean, we're sitting here watching it and we're just like, oh, ow, you know, because it's like, it just comes off as so painful.
Okay,
like,
let me tell you this. We were watching it, and at one point I turned to Sheena and was like, okay, I think I just see how it's going to end. And y'all did not end the way I thought was going to end.
No.
So at the very, close to the very end, again, another misunderstanding that could have been solved with texting, y'all. So Pacer decides, you know, you killed my mom. I'm upset with all the settlers. I'm going to go fight for the Native Americans.
Right.
And they say, okay, we respect you and your family, so we're not going to, your family's going to be safe.
Right.
We're not going to kill any of your family anymore. Well, some new Native Americans come in, and that without the understanding of this agreement that Pacer and the rest of the Kiowa tribe has found, and they see his dad all off alone tending to the cattle.
Right.
They're like, okay, well, we're going to kill him. Without talking to the big, to the chief of that tribe, it's like, again, y'all, come on, just send a letter, text, is this guy good to kill? No!
Right.
So, again, so that is what causes his brother Clint to start fighting against them. Now they basically have no safety.
Right.
Now both sides are after the Burton family.
Right.
And so you see Pacer take off his shirt, and that's Elvis, shirtless Elvis, y'all. take off his shirt to appear to be more Native American to help his recovering brother who had been attacked by these Native Americans. And then for an instant there, you see Elvis jumping on the horse of the chief.
Right.
And for a split second there, I was like, okay, this is how it's going to end. You know, Elvis is going to be the commonality between these two conflicting groups of people, and he's going to bring peace. And, you know, he's a mixed half white, half Native American on the chief's horse. Like, this is the way it's going to end. No, y'all, didn't end like that. We got a few more deaths coming,
so
and that's
sad
when it ended.
The whole family pretty well gets wiped out. I mean, I know Clint's injured at the end, but, you know, just whole family.
Yeah.
Gone.
They're
it's
all dead.
Really sad.
They're all dead.
Yeah.
Whole bunch
sad.
Of Native Americans, whole bunch of white settlers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it ends really with sad. Elvis's character Pacer saying, no, I'm definitely going to die. I can tell these wounds are going to kill me. I just need to ride off into the mountains.
He sees the flaming star.
Because I see the flaming star of death.
Yes.
And I was like, man, I really wanted it to turn a little happier there at the end. But yeah, that's the way it ended.
Yeah, very sad. Tragedy.
That's right. Now, on to trivia.
A few happier things to note about this movie. This is Elvis's sixth movie. I'm sure y'all know that. Made for 20th Century Fox. Again, the production dates were August 6th through October 4th. It opened December 20th, 1960. Again, that's 4 weeks after G.I. Blues. So if you were an Elvis fan, hey.
Boom, boom, boom.
It was great. So,
yeah.
The critics loved Elvis's acting. I'm not sure that fans were maybe, or I know, I'm sure the fans loved it, but I think audiences were expecting more lighthearted stuff. So it did well, but it didn't do great.
Yeah.
It was reached number 12 on Variety's weekly list of top grossing films. So, yeah, that's sort of how critics and but, I mean, again, sometimes I'm like, I don't care what critics say. If I like it, I like it, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. It's based on the book Flaming Lance by Claire Huffaker. I think I'm saying that right.
Hmm. She wrote the screenplay, too. She adapted the screenplay.
Okay, cool. And 20th Century Fox bought the rights before the book was even published, actually.
Oh, my.
If you have seen movies like Dirty Harry or Escape from Alcatraz or Invasion of the Body Snatchers, you have seen the work of one Mr. Don Siegel, and he's who directed this movie. I love that he did so many different movies. I mean, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, Dirty Harry, also John Wayne.
The Shootist.
Wayne. Yeah,
oh,
John
I just
Wayne's
stole your thunder. I'm sorry. I was reading your script.
The Shootist, yeah.
Man, I love
and again,
John Wayne.
Escape from Alcatraz. So, I mean, he did a lot of different movies, which is very cool. Flaming Star is the second of three serious Western films for Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
The film went through several title changes. Some other titles included Flaming Lance, of course, Flaming Heart, Black Star, and Black Heart. So there are options.
I like Flaming Star better.
I do too. I like it.
That's got my vote.
Yeah. Elvis recorded the song Black Star, but then they changed the title again. So we have Flaming Star. He sings in just the one scene, we mentioned that earlier. Only in Charo, which is several movies away, does he sing even less on screen than he does in Flaming Star.
Wow.
This, which I think is so cool, and this was so obvious in watching this movie, they hired a stunt double for Elvis, but it wasn't needed because he did such a good job.
Yeah.
Like, and that is so obvious. I never at any point was like, that doesn't look like... You know, sometimes with stunt doubles, you can tell. You're not supposed to be able to tell, but you can tell. And yeah, Elvis, oh, he did such a great job
with
that.
So he did all of his own stunts.
Very cool. However, he did fall from a runaway horse, but he was not hurt. So
oh,
no worries.
Boy.
You know who was hurt was Red West. He was playing a Native American, and he broke his arm.
Oh
fighting
my gosh.
Elvis. So
fighting Elvis?
Yeah.
Elvis broke his arm?
No. I don't know that Elvis broke his arm. But somehow in doing the scene, he broke his arm.
Yikes.
Yeah.
What a cool story, though.
Yeah. Very cool. So we asked a lot of fans on Facebook, that you've obviously been hearing us talk about our thoughts on this movie. So we asked for fans for their reaction to Flaming Star. We got a lot of great commentary. We love hearing from y'all. So y'all, please keep this up. We'll post for every movie.
Send it in.
Overall, a lot of people love this movie. I loved, Rudy said one of his best movies, period. End of story. So I like that.
Yes.
I agree with Glenda 1,000%. She said, please rewrite the ending.
Yes.
We need something happier. No flaming star of death. I agree. Caroline said this was the first Elvis movie that she saw. Her sister introduced her to Elvis with this movie. So she's been a diehard fan ever since, and she actually enjoys the dramatic ending. A lot of people said they actually enjoyed the ending and how dramatic it was. Emily said she loves the title track, and she loves the scenes between Pacer and his mother and how close they are. And you can sort of tell how much they love each other, which I agree. Those are very good scenes.
Yeah.
Shane had a great story. He said he grew up watching Flaming Star, that his mother loved this movie, and they still love this movie. So they said they set up a Flaming Star viewing dates where they always make sure they watch this movie together. So I thought that was really cool.
That's so funny.
So yeah, we got some good reaction there.
Y'all make sure you send in what you think about our next movie, Wild in the Country.
Yeah, we're going to post about that on our Facebook page. You can find us at Elvis Presley's Graceland, and we will be discussing Wild in the Country.
Yeah, Elvis plays Glenn Tyler.
Yes, I'm very excited.
I think I went to high school with a guy named Glenn Tyler.
Well, I bet it wasn't Elvis.
It might have been Tyler Glenn. I don't know.
I don't know.
One of the two.
But it wasn't Elvis.
No, it wasn't Elvis.
He probably didn't look as good as Elvis. Definitely didn't sing as good as Elvis. Hate to tell you.
Y'all, come to Graceland and check out our Elvis Hollywood exhibit.
Yes, it is up now through March, so you have just some tiny bit of time.
Yeah, you got to come in there from teen idol to leading man. We've got scripts, costumes, awards, some behind the scenes footage. There's lots of really cool things you got to check out, and it's only here at Graceland in Memphis.
Yeah, and actually, if you come after March or after February, we'll be opening up Elvis Presley's Memphis, and in that, we will have a ton of Elvis exhibits, Elvis the Entertainer, the Career Museum, and all of this sort of movie memorabilia will be included as well.
Yeah, make sure you check it out, and let us know your thoughts on Wild in the Country.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Bye.